learning is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas and Isha Glicka about to perform altar on the day of a yard site. May the learning be a schuss for an Ishama sponsored by his son, Rabbi Yaina Sheva. We are on Yud Ches Amud Beis, four lines to the bottom. Ahuda Amrlu La Sara. A guy said to 10 people, and he said, Kuchem, that's the case, even though the Gemara doesn't speak it out. Kiss will get the Ishti. So, Krashi, Ahuda Amrlu La Sara, bottom line, Kuchem, kiss will get the Ishti. So he said Kuchem, which means all 10 have to sign. So, also the comment, so what happened was, Chasim Beitrei Biyayimi, Biyayimi, 10 people, 2 people signed the very day. And the other signed within 10 days. Within 10 days. Also, the Kavod Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Amalei Kedai Hu Rabbi Shimon Lismuchal B'Shat Alchak. So Rabbi Shua Ben Levi said, "This is a predated get." Again, we're going to go through all the issues. This is a predated get because not all ten witnesses signed that day. And therefore, 8 of the witnesses signed later. And therefore, this is not a get written and signed on the same day, because 10 signatures are necessary. So even though 2 signed that day, the other 8 didn't. So this depends on the Machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanah. The Rabbanah would consider this a predated get, would say Pasul. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, because you can have a get that's predated as long as it's within 10 days. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon said, this would be kosher a get, b'shas hatchak, Rashi, Kedai Hu Rav Shimon the Masnisa Dama Nichta B'yayim V'nechta M'lai L'Kashim Lismach Ola B'shas Atchak Shehalach Zeh L'Darkai. The husband's no longer here to write another get. It's only B'shas Atchak that we rely on Rav Shimon, because we'd rather have it done like the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, you would need another get. So it's because it's a Rav Shimon, and now the husband's not here anymore, and the poor lady wants to get married. So what are we supposed to do? We rely on Rav Shimon B'shas Atchak, or this is Krab against that. She already got married. And now, people are saying, hey, the get's not kosher, it wasn't signed the same day. Leave it alone. Rav Shimon is Kedai to be signed B'chon B'shas Atchak. Frek the Gemara. This was after 10 days. V'amar Rav Shlok is Le'ichshir Rav Shimon El'alta B'chon B'shasar Yamim Loi. 10 days is not good enough. So the question is, so how could you say that even according to Rav Shimon, this is punter? Shimon puts a time limit, up to 10 days. Once it's after 10 days, he's afraid that maybe he was miyachid with her, and it's a get yashan, right? So how can you say that you can rely on Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon himself wouldn't rely on this. There's a 10-day break. And Rav Shlokish told us back on Yud Ches Amud Beis at the very top that Chayshina Hashem Aparius, you cannot use this get. And we're allowing the person to use the get here, because we're relying on Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon himself wouldn't say it in this case. Zog de Gemara, Bahik Rav Yechanan Svirulay. They hold on Rav Yechanan that did not have that 10-day rule. Rav Yechanan said, even after 10 days, because if they would have been living together, the neighbors would have told us that the fighting stopped. And since they didn't tell us that the fighting stopped, we don't have to be afraid that there was a get yashan. That was the machlokes we had yesterday on the top of the Amud Beis. Right, and Rav Shlokish are arguing in Rav Shimon. Right, they're arguing in Rav Shimon. This halacha that you can write to get one day and sign it afterwards, which Rav Shimon said is kosher, Rav Shlokish limited it to 10 days, to less than 10 days, and Rav Yechanan said no limitation. So according to Rav Shlokish, this get would be a problem, even according to Rav Shimon. But Rav Shimon Levi holds like Rav Yechanan. Therefore, he has no problem with this get, b'shas atchak. He'd rather not rely on Rav Shimon, but b'shas atchak, you can rely on Rav Shimon. Frech de Gemara, if that's the case that you hold like Rav Yechanan, so then we shouldn't have a problem to begin with. Because Rav Yechanan also said that if you tell Kuchem to sign, only 2 are witnesses, the rest are conditioned. And the condition can be met later, even according to the Rabbanon. So this is not only Rav Shimon. If you hold a Rav Yechanan, there's never a problem to begin with. Frank the Gemara, if Amar Rav Yechanan Shnayim Mishum Eidah V'Kula Mishum Tanai. So even the Katchila, this is good. So the Gemara is asking, why is this Rav Shimon? If you tell me you don't hold Rabbi Yochanan Yechanan, then I have a problem. Even Rabbi Shimon wouldn't say it's kosher. If you tell me you do hold Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said even Rabbanu would agree in this case, because the other eight aren't signatures of Edom, they are Tanai. So the Gemara, Bahika, or Shlokish, really. These are two separate arguments. In the argument of whether they're all witnesses or condition, he holds like Rabbi Shlokish that they're all witnesses. Therefore, they have to sign that day, according to the Rabbanu. In the argument of whether you have a 10-day limit or not, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan. So these are two separate arguments, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, because you agree to Rabbi Yochanan in one, doesn't mean you have to agree to Rabbi Yochanan in the other. So therefore he said, according to Shimon, this is kosher. According to the Rambam, it's possible.
He's meaning
Rabbi Shimon Levi.
Shimon Levi.
Who signed that day? The rest can sign it 6 weeks later. Even according to the Rambam, they're not Edom. It's just a condition that has to be fulfilled.
Until they sign.
It's not a get. But it, they signed. They just signed later.
I know, I'm just saying. But
we went through this already. Until they sign, it's not a get.
Conditions have to be.
You can ask me yesterday, why isn't it Chalim of Freya? This is the same guy you would ask yesterday. I said, we'll get to the seventh prayer. We'll see.
So he's picking and choosing? One way he holds the
conditions. These are not interdependent on each other. So he can pick and choose. Okay. He's an Ambira. He's capable.
It's nice that Rui remembers people's questions. And people that ask it never remember it.
Rashi. Dr. Rashi, listen to Chalom B'Shat HaTchak. We did that. Shvir Leir Rabbi Shuv and Levi, V'kulim Mishum Tanai, V'en Kan Hagdama, the Tanai Nenu, V'afilu L'Rabban and Kasher. This is not a Hagdama, because it's a Tanai, even according to Rabban and Kasher. The answer is, and that he holds like Rish Lakish. The Velt uses this line, it's used a number of times in Shas. Kedaihu Rabbi Shimon, listen to Chalom B'Shat HaTchak. People that go daven by Reb Shimon's kever always say you can rely on Reb Shimon. By Reb Shimon ben Yochai's kever, kedai who Reb Shimon lives mechala b'shas atchak. The person has a problem. It's shas atchak.
Where
did you say, Ashim? In top of the Amud. It says it many places in Shas, and it's widely quoted for people who go daven by Reb Shimon ben Yochai's kever. Nothing to do with this Gemara, but they say go daven by Reb Shimon. You have problems. You're shas atchak. Kedai who Reb Shimon listen to Chalom B'Shas
HaTchak.
Okay,
the Belzer Rebbe, right?
Again, I just
what's
said.
Belzer, what's Belzer, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Who was it?
I don't know what you're talking
your
about.
Your father went to Eretz Yisrael.
It was the basis. It was the Leib Simcha.
Okay, so that's, he's saying differently than that.
No, he didn't. He just said nobody knows if Rebbe Kiva is there or not. Take a Gemara Baba Kama, he's for sure there. Dr. Mishnevite.
He didn't mean
Rabbi Kiva,
did he?
He said it by Rabbi Kiva, yeah.
I know, but he didn't mean just that, right?
No, but he was trying to say that it's more important to learn than
that's
to go to court.
Okay.
Dr. Mishnevite.
I'm
an extra Kiva. Okay. Dr. Mishnevite, you're a Kayan, a big Raya. But Kol Kaisvin, you can write a get, new halacha. We left time, now we're moving to another halacha of get as we travel through Masechta's get. But Kol Kaisvin, you can write with any type. Well, I shouldn't say every type, as we will see. You can write with many types of, I hate to use the word ink, but of writing, I don't know what to say.
He uses ink.
He uses ink? Okay, even though ink is really, oh, okay. Jai is ink. That's why I didn't like to use the word ink. Because jai is regular ink, which is jai, which is what we usually use in the Sefer Torah and everything else we use jai. Basam is a he probably has an English word
paint.
For it. What?
Paint.
Paint. Sikra is red dye. The kumus is sap of a tree. Ubikankantum is?
Ferrous sulfate.
Who?
Ferrous sulfate.
Exactly.
Copper sulfate.
He says ferrous sulfate.
This is an update.
Oh, you have copper sulfate? Okay.
Would you
have
something different
than
copper
sulfate?
Ferrous sulfate.
Ferrous?
Ferrous sulfate. Ubechol
davar shein miskai. I'm sorry. Ubechol davar shushukayama. And anything else that it lasts, it doesn't fade. Or it doesn't fade bad enough. A lot of things will fade sooner or later, but it doesn't fade as a general rule. Enkai shulei b'mashkin. You can't write with liquid. But Leib may pay us not with fruit juice, because those things fade away right away. They don't last. So it's not a good get.
Well, wouldn't you know that?
The Mishnah is telling you that halacha, because it's there now when he hands it to her. Why does it have to last? It lasts long enough to give it to her.
You just told me that all these things that last long.
Again, what if you write with fruit juice that lasts long enough to give it to her? And then 2 days later it's gone. Is it a good get or not? That's what the Mishnah is saying.
I don't need you to tell me fruit juice once you tell me ink, gum, and all those other things.
No. Good. It's telling you all those kinds of things are good because they last, and the other things that don't last.
Why do you think that don't last?
Well, that's the Mishnah always does in contrast.
Why would you think it's not good?
You can write on a branch, a leaf of an olive tree, and the leaf is cut off of the tree, because we have halacha that says you can't have on a mechuber. We had that earlier in the Masechta. Ala Karen Shopara, you can write the get on the cow's horn, the nice of the para. But again, there you have to give her the whole para. You can hand her the para. You can't cut off the horn, because again, the same halacha, you can't have a tzitzit in the middle. You can write it on the Evan's hand, and then hand her to Evan, and she's divorced. Now, you can't keep control over the Evan, because then it's not Croesus. You can't own the para, because then it's not Croesus. Croesus has to be a complete cut. The fact that you own part of what you gave her is not, means you're not really giving her the whole thing. That's a chesaron and Croesus.
You can do it on a detached leaf, right?
Yes.
Not a detached horn?
You could, but you could even do it on an attached horn and just give her the whole cow.
You're right on the
head. Why not?
It's going to go on. It's not going to go on.
I guess you write it with ink. Yes, I don't know.
Well,
is that a tattoo problem? We're going to talk about tattoos. We're going to talk about tattoos, so let's wait for tomorrow.
I'm just talking about the olive tree size for a tree cat.
Yes.
You give her a whole tree.
You can't, because it's a mechuber. We learned before that you can't, a mechuber can't be a get.
You might have heard of the tree.
No, it's not. The Rishonim speak out that you can't. Because it says a custom and not son, not that you have to cut it off. And I guess sooner or later the tree's got to come off. I guess. Whereas the para is a movable object. He learns it out from a pasuk that you cannot write on any living thing or on food items. A leaf of a zayas would be considered a food item. Rashi, al olos zayas klusha v'naisnos aparu gemar mefarish time.
Arguing on what we said.
Yes, he argues on the Mishnah that said you can write it on a leaf, or on a para, on an oven. Correct. He's arguing. Dr. Gemara Vayter, jai jusa. The Gemara is describing what it is. Jai is ink. Sam is sama, which you told me means red paint. Rashi brings the French word, or piment. Sikra, Amar Rabba Babachana, Sikra Sishma. Rashi, Sikrasa, Sama Edaim, it's a red dye, Shekiren, whatever the word in French is. Kumas is Kuma, Rashi, Srafa Ilan, the sap of a tree.
Gum Arabic.
What?
Gum Arabic.
Again, I don't know what gum arabic is. Rashi says it's the sap of a tree. Maybe gum arabic is sap of a tree. I have no idea. I don't like to argue on Rashi based on an article. Kankantem, amarabic. I don't think articles are arguing on Rashi. They're just telling you what you do with the sap of a tree. Kankantem, amarabic babachonam reshmul, charsid ushkafi. Rashi? Adrament, which is whatever the other word was, sulfate or copper sulfate. The other word I forgot already.
Ferrous.
Iron. Okay. Lasuya mai. Whenever it says b'chol davar, it's including other things. Lasuya had the tana Reb Chiya. Kasva the meitarya. Now there's two pshat to Rashi meitarya. One, I understand, one, I don't understand. In his second lashon, he says, it's you soak gall nuts in water, that's called meitarya. And that lasts. That whatever is created by the gall nuts soaking in water lasts. The first pshat Rashi says is rainwater. I just don't know why rainwater lasts. Rashi, the meitarya, make shamim, lashon mayri. I didn't see anybody explain how that works. The Mepharshim like the second shot better because they can explain that.
Isn't that one of the ingredients in
yolk? What? Gallnut. Could be, but we're talking about you didn't put it in the rest of the ingredients. You just had water soaking in gallnuts. Lashon mayri. Meitarya, mayim shish. This is what my Rebbe said. Meitarya is mayim shisharim by priest who ate afatzim. It's like gallnuts. I don't know what it is. Glash blas. What does he say Meitarya is?
Like the green one.
What? Why does it stick? I'm happy he brought first Rashi Pshat, but I didn't understand.
Water in which a specific food had been steeped.
That's the next shot. Unless it's one shot. Rainwater, which has this thing in it. I don't know why rainwater is better than other water, but that maybe could be that Rashi's saying one shot. I don't know.
Dirty collected rainwater.
The other thing is afta, which is the gallnut thing, I guess. Maybe that's what he learned. The meitarya is the collected rainwater, and afta is the water soaked with gallnuts. Kosher. Tana Reb Chiya. Kasva bavar, which is lead, he put the lead in liquid. Bishachar, which is, what's the name again? Coals, charcoals. Ubishichor, which is the same as before, that's the copper sulfate, Rashi says. Kosher. Rashi says, again, Harshad Ushkavi, which we just said before, is copper sulfate.
Shikur?
Sorry?
The word Shikur, he says it?
Read it right now. Avar, Dr. Rashi, Shashavoy Ferris Vamayim Mashkirim. Rub the lead in water and it gets black. Bishachar, Pchamim, charcoal, or Bishikur, Harshad Ushkavi. That's what Rashi says. I can't erase it. What?
Before he also.
Not carpus sulfate?
No, that was concomitant.
What?
Concomitant.
That's what the Gemara called chayasid uschavi.
Shmuel says it.
Okay. Oh,
Shmuel.
Concomitant, like the Gemara, Shmuel said it's chayasid uschavi.
Right.
Which he translated as copper sulfate.
So
he doesn't say copper sulfate?
In the Mishnah? In the Mishnah?
No, in the Gemara.
Look in the Mishnah.
Maybe shoemaker's marketing is copper sulfate.
Where do you see constitution in the Mishnah?
The Gemara translates the word of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said concantum.
That's a different material.
The Gemara is translating concantum. Can't argue with the Gemara. What is concantum?
Hold a second.
The Mishnah did not say what concantum was. It didn't say what Diyai was. It didn't say what Sam was. It didn't say what Sikra was. The Gemara comes and explains each of these items in the Mishnah. The Gemara is not arguing in the Mishnah. These are Maroim explaining the words of the Mishnah. What is Jai? Yusa. What is Sama? Sama. What is Sekrasa? Sikra? Sikrasa. What is Kumas? Kuma. What is Kankantum? Chayasid Oshkavi.
So copper sulfate is the Shubrek.
Right. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Misunderstood.
Now over here, there's a Machlokes Rishayim. Reb Chiya said, Avar, Shachar, and Shichur is Kasher. Kasher sounds like B'di'evet. The other one said, you can write it right?
Who said
Mishnah Sabbath called Kaisrin, right? We included Metarya Avza. He has said the word kosher. So some Rishonim learned that these are things that you're only supposed to use with the Evan. Chatchila, we want better stuff. Other Rishonim learned it means no, you can even use these things with the Chatchila. Again, it makes no difference in us, but that's just the Machlokes Rishonim. Dr. Kamar Weiter.
What's the other
Lashon
Shabbat
Chatchila? You don't say kosher, you say you could write. Hakol Kosh, write it that way. It doesn't say it's in Kosh. Right.
What is the best?
Sorry?
What is the best
ink? Well, Mishnah doesn't say. Usually, Jai, the first one mentioned. We always have a rule. Always. Most of the time, there's a rule. The Mishnah lists things, it lists it in the order of preference.
How ink is produced?
Kosh has a whole shtickl Torah on how ink is produced. But our ink, their ink, and to me, it wasn't something.
Do you think
it's
our ink and
their ink? Yeah, Tyson says there's
huge differences,
yes. Tyson had our ink? I have no idea. I have no idea what we have today. Tyson discusses the manufacturing of ink. I have no idea how to manufacture ink. You can Google it and they'll tell you. I have no idea.
Grand Judaica.
Top Tyson.
Can we do it together?
No.
I'm from Grand Judaica.
He's too tired today. He was at 10 o'clock Myron last night, you know what I mean? He's tired.
I've switched to Frank's.
Whoa. He's not
safer. Don't think about it. Okay. Itmar. Hamavu joy agabe sikru b'Shabbos. We're not talking about get now. Somebody had red writing. Shabbos, he wrote over those letters using joy, which is a higher, better writing. Joy is a better writing than red.
Better or darker?
It's called an improvement. I'll let you decide why it's improvement.
What was your
Again, he had letters written in red.
Stop.
On Shabbos, he went ahead and he wrote black ink over red ink. I don't know why he wants to be Michal Shabbos.
No, he's not writing again. It's just sound right.
This has nothing to do with get. I started off saying. It has nothing to do with get. Hamavir Jai Agabe Sikra B'Shabbos. He violated two malachas. Agas Mishim Kaisiv, Agas Mishim Meichik. He erased the red by putting black on top of it, and he also wrote in black. So he violated two malachas by adding the black over the red.
How's he erasing it?
You don't see it anymore. It's covered. It's erased. And it's not like putting a piece of paper on it that you can remove. It's no longer there. Do you see it?
No, but
that means it's erased.
Close a book on it.
You can reopen the book. You can't do this. It's written in Jai and Sikra. How are you going to get the Jai off and remain the Sikra?
It's not a layer that can
remove. Not like you put a piece of paper on it.
I hear what you're saying, but I just didn't know that the cult means that the definition of
but you wrote the exact same
definition,
exact same form of the letter.
By the way, in the Shilat Hukah Shabbos, if a piece of wax falls over a letter, can you remove the wax?
I
it might be kaisiv, because now the wax makes it you can't see it. It's erased.
So by exposing it.
It might be kaisiv. I'm not getting about the Shabbos now, but they talk about that, yes. If you stick to the same thing, putter. You haven't done anything. It's written. It's written. You didn't erase anything. You just, it's the same color. Nothing has been removed.
You didn't write anything? You have less ink now. You must have done something.
You have more ink now. That's ink. Not called kaisiv. There's no, you didn't write new letters. You darkened the letters. By joy and sikra, you wrote new. You wrote a different
you did
color.
Exact same thing. You did your actions
black
did the
black.
Exact same thing.
One is black on red, and one is black on black.
But you did the action was exactly the same.
But one is kaisiv, and one is not. One you wrote letters, and one you didn't.
But you covered up the.
It's the same thing. It's not covered up. It's just a darker black.
It looks like you wrote letters again.
You know, if it's the same color, it's not covered up.
Spirit of the
law. didn't have write anything, you should have the same amount of ink before you did it, and you don't. So you did something.
It's not kaisev. You did something, but it's not kaisev. It's not the derived from kaisev. Kaisev means you wrote new letters. You didn't write new letters. Meichik means you got rid of the other letters. You didn't get rid of the other letters. It's the same here. Again, you want to know how lucky you don't? We don't write anything on Shabbos.
Because
even if it's not us, it's right. It's us, it's Rabbanon. We're talking about the guy's chayiv or not. Of course, it's us, sir. Don't write anything on Shabbos. Putter means you're not chayiv deraisa. Sikra gabi di'ay. What if you put red on black? So amila chayiv, amila putter. It's not like this. Amila chayiv meichiku. Can't call it writing because you made it worse. But you erase the black.
Does it look red now?
Yes. The Amelapatra Mikalkalu. In the greater scheme of things, you mess something up without improving it. Usually, Meichik is Amanat Lichtoiv. Midaraisa, well, it's only Chai for erasing Midaraisa if he plans to enhance it. If he doesn't plan to enhance it, he's not Chai of Midaraisa. Now, the question over here is putting red on black, which erases the black, considered somewhat of an enhancement or a total disaster? That's the machlokes. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Agabe sikra. Shtei oisis shu sikra v'hever alayim jay b'shabas. Meichik manas lichtoiv. Shtei oisis v'shabas chayiv. V'zeh meichik atak tainis sikra v'kosav o yainis diay. Pater. Sharihu kibatchila. It's like the same. Loi kosav le mochak. Meichik hu v'loi kaisu. Shibitchila loi kosav hogebeyat. It was better. Listen to Rashi. It's not called that much ruining. It's still recognizable. You didn't really ruin it. You ruined it somewhat. That's the Shaila. Is that enough Mekalko or not? That's the Gemara.
Some of the races that never wanted to rewrite.
It's Drabanan. Unless, this is the Makhlaika, sorry, okay. Unless the erasing was a positive. Right. Unless, usually erasing is a negative.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to make it a positive. Sometimes the erase, it's the same thing as Kareya Manas Litvar, or Saitra Manas Livnais. Some want to learn that if you're not doing it Amanas Livnais, it's positive. But the Mishnah Berurah has a horror because on it, and he says if it's a tikkun, it's the same thing.
That is
the Almanah. But it's not Lichtov, it's a Manas, but it's a Tikkun. That's the Shaila. Is a Manas Lichtov because that's the Tikkun, or a Manas Lichtov is a Tzai in the Halacha? The Mishnah Berurah has a whole piece of it in Bir Halacha, over Shabbos. Zog Tikkabar Vaiter. Boy Minei Rishlagish Mei Biechelim. Eidim She'en Yeidim Lachtayim. Mal Sheyichtim Lulham Besikra V'yaksimu. What if you have Eidim that don't know how to sign their names? You'll write it in red, and they'll cover it with black. Is that a good ksima? You'll make the outline of the letters in red. They'll come and cover the red with black. Is that considered that they signed again? They covered it with black. They wrote every letter. So if the name is Yitzchak, the person writes Yitzchak in red, the non-aid, and the aid whose name is Yitzchak comes and covers the red with black. Did he sign his name or not?
Well, Rebbe,
he doesn't know how to sign his name.
How do you recognize the guy's signature, not his signature?
So the answer is, there's always nuances. And those nuances will be recognizable that that's how Yitzchak signed his name.
With coloring.
We had a similar Gemara before that said you can rip out the outline and he can fill it in.
Assuming the same two people did it. The guy who did it was red.
Yitzchak is the aid. He doesn't know how to sign his name. So Moshe comes and writes down Yitzchak in red paint. And then Yitzchak comes and covers that with black. Did he sign or not? What do we need in history?
That you can recognize the
name. Again, you'll be able to see how Yitzchak wrote Yitzchak in the black. It's not going to be an exact thing. And you'll be able to see how Yitzchak signed his name.
If they've never done it before.
Then you have a kasha in every egg that's never signed before.
No, most people, I think,
wrote their name one time or another. We talked about people coming from
a... Listen, that's not the reason. The reason is, once Ink can sign for the first time in his life, we don't start asking him how many times he signed his name before. This will also only be his handwriting because of the nuances.
Yeah, but I think before
I know what he wants to ask. I understood it. You don't have to explain it. Marcus Shepard explains himself very nicely.
We're a team.
I want to see what I'm saying.
No, I think it's because he's really not signing his name. No. What he's doing, he's using the first guy's outline.
Now, I'll model you somebody else about that.
Right. That's exactly what I'm thinking. You know what? Maybe we should start a yeshiva. I don't have enough yeshivas to do.
So the Yishalmi asked this question. Tyson brought enough testament base, we spoke it out. And he said that the guy doesn't fill it in completely. But the guy wrote big red, and this guy fills in part of it in black. So that's uniquely it.
No, but again, but the next time he's going to do it,
he's not doing it the next time. We're worried about this time.
No, because what I'm trying to say is the next time he's going to do it, it's going to look different.
Again,
right?
No, he has a certain brush stroke.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know why you were allowed to get involved and he's not.
What's that?
I'm trying to figure out why you were allowed to get involved and he's not.
No, but he's using the other person's thing as a foundation.
Right.
But
it's the uniqueness that he'll be able to recognize. He'll be able to recognize his own signature. That's all I need. Don't think about my
trip.
Sab El Shin. Sab or Enik Sab? Is that good for get or not? I'm going to let Enik Sab. Not good enough for get. Because it's already written. Frankly, Gemara, I'm going to let my potato rabbino, which fucking says to Rabbi Yechel, didn't you teach us Sab El Shin Sab Linyan Shabbos? Didn't you say the guy would be hired for Kaisev? See, you're telling me now it's not Kaisev? I'm a lawyer, he may have nation of Madame and Nice and Misa. Just like we're going to tell us. I said Chayim. I wasn't ready to kill the guy. I'd be on the best and I wouldn't kill him for this. I think he should be Chayim. I'm not 100% sure. I said, if a guy does this on Shabbos, he's Chayim. If I would be on the best basking it, I wouldn't kill him. No, it's not Shaykh.
It is Shaykh.
Yeah. I wouldn't send them to make a car me, then Shiloh Kul Mazara. All he meant is, my feeling is he should be Chayiv. It's not practical because we're not killing him anyway. So that's what Rabbi Yechiel is saying. When I said Chayiv, I didn't mean that I was ready to practically kill him. I meant to say, if you ask me what I think he violated the Doraisa. Am I ready to pop Kavad? I know. So then when I come to get, I can't play around with a get. I can't say I think it's okay. Either it is or it isn't. Here I have to be Mako. There I'm telling the guy, you're playing with a deraisa. So I use the word chayiv to accentuate the fact that I feel he's violating biblical law. Would I kill him based on that? No, I wouldn't kill him. I wouldn't kill him. That's what Rabbi Yechiel is saying. See, we read Rabbi Yechiel, and Rabbi Yechiel saying he's definitely chayiv deraisa. If Rabbi Yechiel would have been on Sanhedrin, he would have voted kill him. Rabbi Yechiel is saying, no, I didn't mean that. I meant my feeling is he's chayiv. Would I be ready to practically carry it out? No, I'm not. And therefore, when it comes to get, I'm not ready to make this get kosher. Yeah, but Chayim is usually more than machmer. Not usher. Usher means rabbinic. Rabbinic is trying to say, I think it's biblical. So he uses the word Chayim. Now, usually Chayim means I'm 100% sure he's Chayim. Here, Rabbi Yechiel is saying, I sent Chayim to get the message across that he's playing with biblical law. Now, would I be willing to vote to kill him? No, I would not. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Would I kill the guy? That's the Rashi. The Arishayim that they want to learn, that Shabbos and Get are different. And for that, you have to say, oh, stick with Chayra. That for Shabbos it's Ksiva, for Get it's not Ksiva. You'll have to figure out why, and that's a big tumult. Because he did say Chayiv. Would he use the word Chayiv if he wasn't 100% sure? So they want to learn that Rabbi Yechiel Taka meant Chayiv. And he said, because I said it by Shabbos, you're going to comply to Gittin. Gittin is different than Shabbos. Why? Go see the Achrayim that talk about the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says that. Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi meant to say, I meant to tell you, it's playing with a deraisa. I didn't mean to kill him. Rashi. No. The Gemara uses the word, because I compare, I'll do an action. What do those words mean? The Gemara doesn't say a word that I wouldn't tell. All the Gemara says is, because I said, because we compare things, I'm ready to do an action. You could learn, because I said it by Shabbos, I mean it by get. Or you could learn, I said it by Shabbos, but I didn't mean it 100% by Shabbos either. Which is the way Rashi learned. Zok to Rashi. Sav el ying sav lin yishabbos, amit lel chayim shtayim. V'chim b'nei shonu madamim shonu oimdim esvurim v'oimdim oimdim l'veinu l'hachmer. Our evaluation of our heart is to be machmer, not the ma'isel l'hokul. I feel it in yishabbos, Zok to Rashi. In bo ma'isel yodeinu, v'zman beit ha-migdash, lo yisi sayim echad tvari lo havichul l'azara. I wouldn't tell him to bring a carbon if he did a b'shayigig. I'm not ready to take a chryas on Chulu Bazara. I wouldn't kill him. I think he's Chayim Duraisa. I think he's not ready to kill a guy or to bring him on a carp. So therefore, I can't pass him again. Daman can make him dumim. Think. The daman means, since I think that way, you're ready to pass him? No. So Rashi is saying, because compare would mean, no, it's not. Rabbi Yechiel is saying we don't compare. Because I think that way, am I ready to? We're not arguing that it's a question. So Rashi translates medamim kamaykim dumim. Dumim means we think. Kimduma, people use the word kimduma, means you asked me, I think that way. So Rashi is saying, that Rabbi Yechiel is saying, because I think that way, am I ready to act on it? It's a question mark. Rish Lakish said, let's make the get kosher, just like you said Chayev by Shabbos. Rabbi Yechiel's response was, I didn't mean Chayev to mean the way you took it. It's because I think he's Chayev. Are you ready to do an act? Are you ready to kill the guy? I'm not ready to kill the guy. It's the same question.
I understand the same question. I was curious about the word.
Actually says, because I think that way. That's how Rashi translates the word. I don't know what it means. What's the difference? He's saying the word medama means kimdumim. Again, you want to ask me what the word medama means in this Gemara? It means think. Think that way. Lean that way. Because we brought up this Shiloh with the red ink and the black ink, and by the way, that came about because our Mishnah was talking about different colors. So we move on to the next part. Eidim Shein Yoedim Lachtoim, which we had on the Testament base. Eidim that don't know how to sign. Bab Amar Mekarim Lam Ner Cholok. Rav says, you tear up a paper, Umamalin Et Akroim Diay, and they fill up the ripped part with ink. Now, back on the Testament base, Rashi learned it meant etch. Etch the letter with a stylus or something like that, and then they fill it in. That's what Rashi learns. Tysus learns, cut out an outline, and they fill it in. So, to Machlokes Rashi and Tysus and Testament base, what does Mekarlem Ner Cholok mean? Rashi Mekaren, he says it over here too. Mesartin, etch it. Okay.
Well, he doesn't mean to take another blank piece of paper with a, like a template. You mean take another?
No, he says take and make an etch. Tysus doesn't like Rashi's shot back on that Testament base. Because Tysus says That's considered ksiva.
Near chalak. You already have the get in front of you. What do you mean near chalak?
Means the part is empty and they are misarate.
The thing is a separate piece of paper.
That's what Titus learns.
I'm making a outline of templates. Like all the like mamashka hole in it.
That's what Titus learns. Uh-huh. But Rashi learns it means misarate. Generates Rashi.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right. Tysus learns that's what it means. Don't think about Shmuel Amar Bavar. Shmuel says, the first aid writes it in lead. And then the second aid puts the ink on top of the lead. Frech the Gemara. Bavar Salkadaituch. Latana Rabchia Kasim Bavar Meshachar Meshichar Kasher. The first aid, the one who's copying, already signed the name. It's like the Jaya and the Sikra. You're not ready to make this kosher. The first one wrote it. You wrote it with lead. It's considered written.
Lead erasable.
Again, one of the things you were allowed to use with Skyim was Avar. Reb Chiya said you can use Avar. That means if somebody signs with Avar, it's signed. That means the guy that comes and writes ink on top of it is not doing anything. That's what Reb Benjamin told us, that he's not ready to consider it Ksav. So how can Shmuel say Avar? Avra, Rashi learns, Avra is not Miskayim. Maya da Avra is Miskayim. Water soaked in lead lasts longer than lead itself. Rashi. It's like the black on the red, thus reading the L that we asked before. I'm not finished yet. Bavar, l'shapshe b'chatichah shal avar, alaklaf, u'machshirai, ein iksav. Take a piece of lead, that's not called written. The Mayad Avra, Mayim shesharim b'mshikah se'avar. I just mentioned that Ramayit has a problem with this Gemara, because we use lead pencils all the time. Lead seems to be a good way of writing. And the Gemara here seems to say that lead is not considered iksav. What?
We're using graphite, no lead.
Now, once upon a time, lead pencils were lead, no? Why is it called lead pencils? I thought that pencils were always lead once upon a time. Years ago. That's why it's called lead pencils. Why didn't it call them graphite pencils?
But the thing is, the original person who made the first outline, he wasn't aid, right?
Correct.
Good, so what he's doing it, that is Shlomo Lahakim, right?
But the bottom line is he signed.
Again, he's doing it Shlomo Lahakim, but it's Kasher signature. Is it possible that his job is
keep on going. Yes. What do you want to ask?
Why is the guy on top of that no good? It says the signature's already written already.
It is.
It's no, no. Why? I don't think it is.
It is written. How can you say it's not written? It's there.
Somebody's not their name. That's not
anything. It's still there. Not a kosher aid, but it's still there. The aide's name is Yitzchak. The aide's name is Yitzchak. Reuven goes and signs the word Yitzchak. It's not his signature, and he's not an aide, but Yitzchak is written there. It's the same as the black paint on top of the red paint, I get. Somebody signed it in red, and the aide came and covered it with black. And Rabbi Yechonah said that's not good enough. He didn't write it. It's written before. He's not an aide because he didn't watch the get. I don't care. He didn't watch anything.
But if he was there, whatever it is, he wrote it. He was related to the cousin. Not cousin.
Former cousin, yeah.
Yeah. Then he signed it. Does it make it possible? Obviously not.
That's not the issue here. You're talking about apples and oranges. The issue in the Gemara is not with the first aid. The first aid doesn't want to be an aide. He's not interested in being an aide. He's not an aide. All he's doing is trying to show the guy how to sign his name.
That's right.
He's the material that makes it.
But he's not signing. He's not interested in signing.
So in other words, he doesn't have the right machshava.
Not a question of machshava. He never saw it again. He's not involved. He doesn't want to be an aide. He just wrote it so the guy should know how to sign his name.
He wrote it in the place.
Yes. And the other guy filled it in with black. Rebbe Yechonah said it's not a kosher get. Because the guy, second guy, who's the A, didn't write it. There's nobody that argues on him. No. The Shlaki said, why is it different than Shabbos? He said, I never meant it 100% by Shabbos either. Now we have the guy signed it with lead, and the guy covered it. Dr. Gemara, if lead is considered a kosher writing, so what's the difference between red and lead paint? Dr. Gemara, lead doesn't stay. We meant before was water soaked with lead.
Outline on the
paper
Torah for somebody to
fill
in a letter. Is the letter already written?
You want to know the truth? Pashtus, yes. I mean, look, we fill it in, but it's kosher even if it's not filled in.
What are we doing?
It makes you feel good. You have to understand. You have to understand this writing of the paper Torah business. The key of to write a paper Torah is to write a whole paper Torah. Terence says, not everybody can afford a paper Torah. So we want to write one letter to have a chelik in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah. But it takes away from the midst of the owner. He wants to write the whole thing. He paid for this. He paid $60,000 to have this Sefer Torah. Listen, he's not interested in giving you a chelik of his mitzvah and losing the mitzvah. But the mitzvah is to write a whole Sefer Torah.
The fundraiser for the shul.
Terence is what most people do. Is they really have it written for them. And then they tell people, you can have a little chelik in the mitzvah. It doesn't take away from my chelik because it's already written. For to make you feel good. Yeah, it makes you feel good. You may get tired for it also. It has to be written for the one guy. He wants the mitzvah.
The whole thing.
And then
he's giving out. The mitzvah's done. Now I'm giving you the opportunity to
fill in a letter, right?
To fill it in. Before it was filled in, this was done.
It's kosher.
Kosher without it.
Yes. Yes.
Why
not? The letter is outlined.
So all the kid's doing is putting the O on it?
That's all he's doing. He's filling in the blank.
You ever done it?
No, maybe you should start doing it.
Now you're telling him it's not even a mitzvah.
I didn't say it's not a mitzvah at all.
Yes, Rebbe. You're just making you go feel good.
You can't have a computer.
What's it like? Listening to Lama, let's say?
Yeah.
The outline of Lama, and all you're doing is filling in.
Right.
Yeah, it was kosher. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's kosher.
Are the people who filling in the outline at any time they mitzvah?
I have no idea.
Probably sell it.
I mean, most of the time today they don't sell it. They just let you do it and make you feel good.
Oh.
I don't know. I went to a number of places because he was nice. Just nobody charged me. I didn't say that. I was very careful to say I don't know. Let's just put it this way. The guy who's paid $60,000, that's what it cost to make. But it's Sefer Torah, or between $45,000 and $60,000. Wants the mitzvah. He doesn't want to give it away. And the mitzvah is to write the whole Sefer Torah. But he appointed a shliach. He paid somebody for it.
I would give, you know what, costing you someone else to do it outweighs your
I'm glad. I think you should write a Sefer Torah and say that. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos.